My name is Simina Passat, and I am a program manager in the Hockey App team. Hockey App is part of Microsoft's mobile DevOps solution and helps you manage your mobile apps through all phases of development. In this session, you will learn how to get started with Hockey App and distribute your UWP app to beta testers. The best way to deliver successful apps is to constantly engage with your users and provide them with the newest bits for testing. Hockey App streamlines this process for you. Next, you will discover how to use Hockey App to get meaningful crash reports for your app. Crashes are the number one reason why your app might get bad reviews in the store. With Hockey App, you'll be able to easily identify why and where the crashes occur and make your users happy. Finally, you will learn also about the user metrics provided by Hockey App. These metrics will help you understand the adoption of your UWP app and how your customers are using it. Let's get started with Hockey App and have a brief look at its features. Hockey App is part of the Microsoft Mobile DevOps solution and provides a variety of ways to support the full mobile DevOps cycle. Today, we will talk about the basics: beta distribution, crash reporting, and user metrics. With Hockey App, you can distribute your app over the web in seconds. Simply upload your latest build, and the app can immediately be installed on testers' devices. The user management capabilities give you full control over who can access which app and which version. Independent of beta distribution, Hockey App helps you keep an eye on the quality of your app. More specifically, you can find out more details about crashes that might occur in your app. How many crashes, where, and why. Hockey App also provides you with user metrics to help you understand how users adopt your app. You can track daily active users, monthly active users, new users, and sessions count. We are constantly evolving Hockey App, including introducing more metrics features. Right now, we are focused on adding custom event metrics through our beta program called Preseason. These metrics will enable you to answer business and experience questions and understand how people use your app. Join our preseason program today to gain access to our latest features. Hockey App completes the mobile DevOps cycle by integrating with a Visual Studio Team Services build and deployment service and work item tracking, allowing you to seamlessly integrate Hockey App into your existing developer workflows. We will not touch on this functionality today, but you can find all the information on our website. If you want to follow along the demo, make sure that you have a machine running Windows 10 with Visual Studio 2015 Update 2 installed. You should also have Universal Windows App Development Tools selected from the optional feature list, as well as the NuGet Package Manager extension. Before we get started, we will need a Hockey App account. If you already have a Hockey App account, feel free to use that one. Otherwise, let's go set up a free account now. So let's go to the Hockey App homepage and sign up. I'll sign up with my name, email address, and make sure that you're going to tick the checkbox that I'm a developer, and let's register. For now, we will skip the step to register a new device. But if you want to, feel free to register your Windows 10 device using the URL, the QR code, or email. So let's skip the step. And now you have a Hockey App account, but you still have to confirm your email address. So I'll go to my email, and I can see I got a Hockey App email, and I can confirm my registration. Okay, so with this, my account was confirmed. I am now on a free plan, which allows me unlimited storage, crashes, simple location, and free customer service for two apps. Depending on your needs, Hockey App also has more plans and can be bought either from Hockey App user account using your credit card or through the Visual Studio Marketplace. The best way to improve your app is to constantly engage with your testers and provide them with the newest builds. Now that you have a Hockey App account, it is extremely easy to do that. You can either upload your package to Hockey App through our web portal, or even easier, you can upload your build straight from Visual Studio. As an app owner, you also have control over which users and teams have access to each one of your apps, or even to a specific build. Let's see how uploading a build through Visual Studio works. So for this demo, I'll use an app developed by my colleague, mostly for testing and demo purposes. The app is called Slovo, it's a UWP app, and it is a basic dictionary app. So I opened my project in Visual Studio 2015. Make sure to have the UWP kit installed and also to have updated to update 2. So I right-click on my project and click on Upload Build to Hoki app. Now you can notice that I'm already connected through my Hoki app account. Well, first time when you're going to do that, you will have to link your Visual Studio with a Hoki app account with an access token, but Visual Studio will run it through the steps. So next thing, Visual Studio will zip the contents of your package and upload it to Hoki app. In this case, it already picked up my package, but if it doesn't, you can go through the app creation wizard process. Make sure to have download allowed ticked and press next. So let's have some release notes. Initial build of and once I click on finish, Visual Studio will start uploading the build. Now this is gonna take a while because there's quite a bit of project to upload. So let's wait. Okay, so now we got the notification that the build was uploaded, and let's view it in browser. So now you can see that in my Hoki app dashboard, there's a new app called Slovo Dictionary. I'm gonna click on it. And this is the overview page. And you can see here that the latest downloadable version is 3.30, which is what we just uploaded. So with this, we already uploaded the app for testers. Now we need some testers to be notified. So let's invite a user. I can add a message. And so right now the tester user will get an email from Hoki app. If he doesn't have an account to Hoki app, he's going to have to register. Otherwise, he's going to just sign up to Hoki app and see the app. So let's see how this works. I'm signing out from my user profile and signing back in as a tester. So now I'm a tester. You see, I'm Hoki app tester, and I have 2 open invites. Let's see them. Okay, the app I'm interested in is the Slovo Dictionary. So I'm gonna accept this invitation. And now when I go to my dashboard, I can see the Slovo Dictionary app appearing here. So I'm gonna click on it and click the download button. Now the app is downloaded to my box. Once the download is done, so now that the download is done, I can unzip the file and I'll run the PowerShell script. Okay, so let's run the PowerShell script. So the app is installing now. When a user is just doing this for the first time, he's going to have some extra dialogues that he has to accept certificate and so on, but everything is quite straightforward from PowerShell. So now my app was installed, and let's run it. Let's see how it looks like. So this is my app. I can search for a word, Wednesday, and I can also click how this is pronounced. So that's the app, And with this, we just have uploaded a beta build through Hockey app. We'd notified the tester, and the tester was able to download the app. We all know that crashes often happen, even though we wish it wasn't so. And when they happen, you want to find out fast and precise information about what went wrong and why. Hockey app provides meaningful crash reports for your app, as well as environment details. When developing your app and running a non-.NET native build, the crash reports will appear on Hockey app without any additional work on your side, the same way as they appear on your console when testing. You will get environment details and function names. All you need to do is to integrate the Hockey SDK for your WP apps. Now, when you run your app in release mode, it will be compiled in a .NET native build. A common example for this is an app submitted to the Dev Center. As part of the submission, the UWP app is automatically compiled to .NET native before reaching consumers' devices. This brings great performance improvements. Previously, this also meant that if a crash happened in the application, developers had no easy way to get helpful stack traces. Hockey app solved these problems, symbolicates the crashes, and provides meaningful stack traces for your .NET native apps once you have uploaded the symbol file. The situation is actually similar when publishing apps on the Apple or Android platform, and Hockey app is a top solution used by many iOS and Android developers to get meaningful crash reports right at their fingertips. Before switching to the demo, keep in mind that getting crash reports is independent from using Hockey app for beta distribution. You can distribute your beta build however you prefer, or submit your final app to the Dev Center for public release and still use Hockey app for crash reporting. Let's start with crash reporting in the scenario of building and running an app from Visual Studio. We're going to do the debug configuration, so this means that the app is going to be compiled in a non-.NET native build. So I'm going to use the same Slovo dictionary app as before, and let's get crash reports going. To get it working, all we have to do is to integrate with a Hockey SDK. So I'm going to right-click on my project and go to the NuGet packages and install the Hockey app SDK. I'm going to install the latest version. So NuGet was downloaded. Now I have to integrate with the SDK. So let's go to the constructor class, and here I'm gonna configure the Hockey client. And now you notice that I have to fill in the app ID. The app ID is something uniquely generated by Hockey app. So what we're going to have to do is to go to the Hockey app page and get the ID for your app. In this demo, we already configured the app, so we're going to get the app ID for that specific app. But if you haven't already configured an app, you can always manually create one in Hockey app. So let's go to Hockey app. I'm going to go to my app page, and here you can see app ID. So let's copy paste it in Visual Studio. Okay, so that was it. With this, we configure the Hockey SDK. Let's build and run the solution. Actually, before running it, let's also add a crash. Let's add a bug so we see how this works. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a bug when a person clicks the speak button. So let's go to the speak button and let's add a bug. What I'm going to do is that whenever a person clicks the button and the selected word is bug, I'm going to make the app crash. And to make it crash, I'm going to divide by zero. Okay, so let's crash the app and see what it happens. And now let's run it on the machine. I'm right now on the word bug. I'm gonna click the sound button and the app crashed. So these are regular Visual Studio things. No, I don't want to debug. To get the crash to appear on Hockey App, we're gonna have to start the app once more. So with this, the crash was sent to our backend, and let's see what it happens on Hockey App. So let's go to crashes, and only a few moments ago, a new crash was created. So Hockey App groups the crashes in crash groups, so that similar crashes are grouped together. You can see here how many impacted users were by this crash, in this case one user, that was me. And now let's click on the crash group and get some details. So you can see here the crash, and you can also see on which devices it appeared. In this case, on my machine, which is a Lenovo. And when you go back to the crash group, you can see that it was symbolicated where the problem appeared. Okay. So, one more thing. If you go to crash logs and you go to a specific crash, you can see a description field. In this case, the description is empty, but this description field is pretty powerful because you can attach whatever description information you want to your crash data. So let's see how this works. I'm gonna stop the app and let's see how to get this going. Okay, so I'm gonna go back to the app constructor and I'm gonna configure the Hockey client again. In this case, I'm going to attach to the crash log the resolution of the screen. Okay, so what we did, we add a description field to description loader delegate, and now let's build it again and let's see what it happens. This was not supposed to happen, so let's build it again. Okay, perfect, it builds. Now let's deploy it. And I'm gonna run it again. I'm gonna go to the same bug. The app crashed. Let's restart the app. And now the crash should appear on Hockey App. So I'm already in that crash group. So let's see if we have a new crash log. Yes. So a new crash log just appeared. And you can see here that it has a description attached. And if you click on the description, we're going to have exactly the screen resolution of my machine. Okay, so now it's great that we can see crash reports that happen on the local machine. But let's go a few steps later in the development process and see how it looks like when the app is already published in the Dev Center. So the Slovo Dictionary app was already published in the Dev Center, and let's see how this looks like. So what happens when an app is submitted to the Dev Center is that it gets compiled in a .NET native toolchain, which makes it more performant, but also means that developers have really no way to find out where the crash happened and why. But with Hoki app, all you have to do is to download the symbol file from the Dev Center, upload it to Hoki app, and you're gonna get all your crashes symbolicated. So I'm gonna go to the Dev Center, sign in into my account. I'm gonna go to the dashboard. Select my app. Go to App Management, to Current Packages. And let's download the Windows 10 symbol file for the architecture. So I'm gonna download for x64, and notice here that the version it's a 3.30.10. So let's download the symbol file. And let's go back to Hoki app and upload it to the portal. So I'm gonna choose the version that is on the Dev Center and upload the zip file. This is in the downloads folder and it's here. Now keep in mind that the app that was published to the Dev Center has already Hoki SDK integrated in it and has the right configuration with the app ID from the Hoki app. Okay, so now let's put our tester's hat on and let's see what happens to the tester. Firstly, I'm gonna uninstall the app from my PC so I can download it from the store. So I'm gonna go to the same bug. I'm gonna crash the app and I'm gonna restart it. As a user, it happens quite often that he restarts the app when a bug occurred, so that's not an issue. Okay, so now as a developer, I can go back to Hoki app. Go to crashes. And you can see here that there's a new crash that just occurred, and it's a new crash. That's because we just changed the bug in the Dev Center file. So I'm gonna click on it, and you can see here that the stack trace is also symbolicated. You can see here devices, as well as OS versions on which the crash appeared. So that's how easy it is to get a Dev Center app. So that's how easy it is to get the crashes for an app that was already published to the Dev Center.
Hoki app provides user metrics for your app and helps you understand how it is being used and how different features are being adopted. User metrics are provided for apps regardless of their development stage, be it on your development machine, downloaded by beta testers, or published in the Dev Center. Also, keep in mind that getting user metrics is not dependent on implementing any other of the Hoki app features. The user metric feature was recently shipped to the public, and we are continuously working on bringing more functionality. For now, by simply integrating the Hoki SDK, you will get daily active users, monthly active users, new users, and sessions count for your app. Initially, we launched the user metrics features back in February, as part of the pre-season program. The most heard feedback was the need of tracking custom events. Therefore, we are releasing as part of pre-season a pre-release SDK with the ability to define and track custom events for your UWP apps. Tracking custom events is very valuable, as it allows you to track specific user actions, user behavior, and understand how customers use certain features. By tracking the right custom events, you can answer important business and user experience questions understand your users' actions, and take data-driven decisions. Let's see how easy it is to get started with user metrics. To get user metrics for your app, all you have to do is to integrate the Hoki SDK. We already did this for crash reporting, so for us there's no need to go over that again. But you as a developer, you can choose which features of Hoki app you want to use. So if you haven't already integrated the SDK, you can start doing that now. Since I already have the SDK integrated, let's go to Hoki app and see the user metrics. I'm going to go back to my app, to the overview page, and when you scroll down, you can see here user metrics. We can see crashes, which tracks the quality of the app. We can see downloads that occurred from the Hoki app portal. In this case, none because the app is already in Dev Center. We can see the users from Dev Center as well as sessions. So for users, we can see monthly active users, so 410 for this app, daily active users over the last 30 days, as well as new users. Sessions show how engaged people are with your app. So for this app, you can see how many sessions there were in total over the last 30 days, as well as every day. I mentioned that part of pre-season, Hoki app also start tracking custom events. To take advantage of this feature, you're going to have to first apply for pre-season and then integrate your app with a pre-release SDK. However, I'm already using the pre-release SDK, so there's no need for me to re-update. So let's think about the Slovo dictionary a bit. Some events that a developer might want to track are, for instance, how many people search for words or how many people try to click the sound button. So let's see how this would work. All you have to do is to go to the action. So in this case, I'm going to go to the event handler for the speak button. And I'm going to try tracking the event. That was it. With this, I already tracked the event. Now let's go back to the app in Hoki app, and I'm going to go to the events tab. And this is the app that is already published in the Dev Center, so I'm going to have more events. You can see here, I have the speak button click event, and I can see how many times this event occurred in the last 24 hours, how many users clicked on this button, as well as percentage of impacted users. And if I click on the row, I'm going to also see details about what happened in the last 30 days. If you want to use custom events, make sure to apply for pre-season and to read our documentation and best practices to get the best advantage from our feature. This ends the demo for today. I hope that by now you agree that Hoki app is very valuable through all the development stages.
Let's wrap up today's video. Firstly, you learned about Hoki app and how easy it is to put your app in the hands of beta testers using our beta distribution process. Then, by simply integrating the Hoki SDK in your UWP app, you are able to get meaningful crash reports for apps running on your development machine. After you uploaded the symbol file from Dev Center to Hoki app, you even got meaningful crash reports from apps already published to the store. Finally, you discovered how easy it is to instrument a UWP app in order to get user metrics. With this knowledge, we hope that you'll be able to deliver and maintain high-quality apps and keep your store reviews high and users happy. Also, you can understand how users are adopting your app and how they receive new features. We encourage you to sign up for Hoki app and start using our features today. Connect with us on Twitter or on Facebook and follow our blog to stay up to date with the latest news. Thanks for watching, and we are looking forward to hearing from you.